Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Sanusha Naidu, Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, and thank you for your time. So what we'd like to chat about today really is Nelson Mandela and his ideas around liberation. And now, first is, were they sustainable? If so, Cyril Ramaphosa and the ANC government, what are they motivated by? Are they living by the same principles?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're always having that question asked because of where we are currently in both our political body of the state, but also in terms of where we are in terms of our society. And we're seeing much more of the cracks and the negative consequences and triggers that are emerging around the situation, whether it's the unfortunate events that happened in the last several weeks around the shootings in the taverns, or just the deep-seated nature of what the kind of issues that are essentially unraveling our society, cost of living, petrol price increases, corruption, patronage networks, people who are under criminal investigation feeling as if that they have done nothing wrong. So there's just that lack of accountability. And I think it comes back to that question about, you know, the moral compass of the former President Mandela, and how does that then play itself out in the party? Does it keep that trajectory going, or is the party completely just plays lip service to the idea of Mandela and to who or to what Mandela symbolized, but not really providing that kind of traction and that cohesiveness in terms of the fact that they are so far removed from what Mandela as this human rights icon and champion of the poor, the vulnerable, the dispossessed, and what he meant, what he came to symbolize. Are they there? And I think that's what we really grapple with. And so, this, you know, for me, it's interesting that we utilize that identity and that kind of symbolism and the character of Mandela to try and instill this idea that the party is still there. It hasn't lost that level of ethics and morality. But unfortunately, I don't think many of us, or let me put it this way, I don't think that, in my own personal opinion, I'm not 100% sure that the party is actually pays that it leverages the party in that way, because it's completely disconnected from the body politic of the state, and it's just disconnected from people and society. Just looking at the elections last year and how that played out. So again, it's a bit of a it's not just a catch 22 for the party, but I think in terms of how do we try to push this idea that we've had this individual in our society amongst us who kind of stood tall on these issues, but then we're also trying to create that synergy to push society to say you need to do 67 minutes of something, and I think 67 minutes of something is 67 minutes of everything, and it's not just on a particular day that you do it. You've got to do it as part of your DNA, your design, your moral compass that you have in you as a human being. So I think it's interesting that, you know, when you listen to the leaders and you listen to everybody, political parties and civic movements and everybody coming together on Mandela Day, it shouldn't just be one day. It should be 365 days of the year.
I totally agree. And I've just been looking at President Cyril.
Let me just also say that it seems at times it gets very contrived.
Absolutely. It really does. Now, hear me out on this one. President Cyril Ramaphosa, his Freedom Day speech on the 27th of April, he spoke about having endured decades of injustice and hardship. In 1994, we were infused with hope and expectation. We held the vision of a promised land of freedom, equality, and shared prosperity. However, he goes on to say this vision has been tarnished by acts of corruption and state capture. So he's actually addressing it, and he's talking about it, but there are no solutions. So he's stating the obvious. As you mentioned earlier, we're all aware of these problems. We live in South Africa, but there are no solutions. Is South Africa, is it doom and gloom for the Rainbow Nation? Is there hope for us?
I'm trying to be optimistic. And I think we all are trying to be optimistic, but it just feels very, it feels very real to everybody now. I think for some, it was always someone else's impact, someone else's livelihood that was affected. But I think right now with what we're seeing across the board, whether you talk about the price of fuel increasing or the fact that the MPC, the Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank is going into its meeting tomorrow, and there could be very well not just a 50 basis points increase in the interest rate, it could be a full percentage. That's going to have incredible impact on us. And so we're feeling it much more now, and it's much more palatable, and it's much more in our space. And I think that makes it much more real for everybody in South Africa. And I'm not sure whether it's just doom and gloom. I think for me, the big lesson in all of this is what is going to come down the line in terms of the fact that it's not just South Africa's political crisis. It's a global political crisis. The world is going into a recession. Unfortunately, some countries feel it much more harder because of the way in which structural conditions are defined in society, the way inequality and intergenerational inequality work. Doom and gloom, I don't want to go down that route and just think everything is pessimistic. Mm. I think very often it's a difficult road, but the big challenge is that the world over, governance, is in under duress. Governance of the way leadership has been applied is essentially under the microscope. Whether we talk about Sri Lanka, whether we talk about Boris Johnson resigning in the UK, whether we talk about the challenges in India around governance, I think it's just it feels very, very tetering at the moment, and we seem to be at that very fragmented level in which nothing seems to be coming into that space where we can talk about an optimism, because everything feels very, very hard in terms of where we are.
Agreed.
So in the context of South Africa, in the context of what President Ramaphosa was referring to, yes, I think everybody recognizes the problems of corruption, nepotism, irregular expenditure and financial patronage networks and so forth, and the capturing of the state on enterprises. But the challenge is that we can't keep talking about it as if there is as if the solution that we have is a very minimalist intervention. We have to be much more aggressive around rooting out that corruption, and not necessarily enabling for those that are corrupt to still think as if they've done nothing wrong.
Absolutely. And I urge our listeners to please send me any messages on 101.9 Kai FM, where we'll be listening. Send a message to me on the SMS 34519 or on Telegram 0618951019 on this very topic. And Sanusha Naidu, Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue, thank you so much for your time. I know it's a very difficult subject.